detective, never seen me last a name I cannot mention, for fear you'll go and tell her how I like her, so I do. Well, it's just for lads and lasses for to whisper their affection. The bonniest lass in Gateshead's bonny face has bothered me. The bonniest lass in Gateshead's bonny face has bothered me. Well, the first time I saw her, I thought I didn't know her. But I'm sure I'd seen her face before, I couldn't think of where. After eyes met mine in passing up the high street in the morning, and her look was so entrancing that me heart was my name. Her look was so entrancing that me heart was my name. Well, I didn't see her for a week, then one night at the bridge, and I stamped upon her gown, and the gathers that come away. Well, she told us I was clumsy, and I said that I was sorry, and I humbly begged her pardon, I was licked for what to say. I humbly begged her pardon, I was licked for what to say. So I walked on by her side, just as if I had a right today. The conversation first was shy, but then it turned first class. We talked about the weather, and she mentioned that her father was a fuddler down at Hawks, as oh, me funny Gateshead lass. A fuddler down at Hawks, as oh, me funny Gateshead lass. She mentioned confidentially that our uncle was a grocer, and our mother's father's cousin was a fiddler on the shore. She talked to nice and friendly, and she looked both sweet and pleasant. I thought I'd never seen a lass so charming like before. I thought I'd never seen a lass so charming like before. She says our mother keeps a shop and sells hot pies and candy, and our brother, he's a cobbler in the high part of the town. Now she was a dressmaker, and we got on so well together, that I blessed I'd been so awkward as to stand upon a gown. I blessed I'd been so awkward as to stand upon a gown. Well, I made her laugh and sloppy look, talking lots of nonsense, but bless you, when you're caught in way, there's no so good'll pass. I asked her, would she be me lass, and I took her out on Sunday, and to my delight she says, I might be bonny Gateshead lass. To my delight she says, I might be bonny Gateshead lass. Thank you.
was walking homeward in the early morning light, leaving far behind the prison where I'd spent the night. With no idea what I'd done or why they'd punished me, but feeling nonetheless relieved and grateful to be free. My path led to a woodland far behind a rusted gate. I knew it was a shortcut if I kept my walking straight. But then, like out of nowhere, this old wizened man appeared, holding high his one hand while the other stroked his beard. Beware the cursed Anastair, this warning did he bring, that no one makes it through this wood, coming out as they went in. But a change is what I'm looking for, I told the sad old man, and bidding him a last farewell into the wood I ran. Soon I came to a river where I stopped to bathe my feet, and that was when I smelled her perfume, delicate and sweet. I stood up and turned around, and there in front of me stood a beautiful woman who simply stared at me. And then I knew it was all true what the old man had advised. You must be Anna, I said as I looked into her eyes. Beware the cursed Anna stare, this warning did he bring, that no one makes it through this wood, coming out as they went in. Together in a passionate embrace, I felt my body weaken and my heart begin to race. And when at last the kissing stopped, I saw to my alarm, this woman now had changed into a young girl in my arms. I heard her childish laughter, saw her vanish through the trees. I turned back to the river, my reflection for to see, and there inside the water I saw exactly as I feared. To my horror I turned into an old man with a beard. Beware the cursed Anastair, this warning did he bring, but no one makes it through this wood, coming out as they went in. Seven long years I've waited by this gate, wishing I could die. But that can only happen if some other young man comes by. First I know I must warn him to go some other way, but hope that like most men of that age, he won't believe what old men say. To beware the cursed Anastair, this warning do I bring, for no one makes it through this. Coming out as they went in.
Of all the trades in England, a bagging is the best. Oh, when a beggar's tired, he can sit him down to rest. And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go. And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go.
There's patches on me fusty coat, a black patch on me knee. But when it comes to tummy ears, I can see as well as thee.
And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go. And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go.
Deep reaches, they are not but holes. Me heart, it's free from care. As long as I've got me belly full, me backside can go bare.
And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go. And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go.
Well, I can sleep whenever I lie, and I don't pay no rent. I've got me noisy looms to mend, and I can rest content.
And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go. And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go.
I can rest whenever I'm tired, need me master's bell. A man would be daft to be a king when beggars live so well.
A beggar I will go, a beggar I will go. And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go.
Of all the trades in England, the begging is the best. Oh, when a beggar's tired, he can sit him down to rest.
And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go. And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go. And a beggar I will go, a beggar I will go.
One morning when I went to work, the sight was most exciting. I heard a noise and I looked around, and who do you think was fighting? I stood amazed and at them gazed, to see them in such rages. I'd never seen a row like that between the Brockwell cages. Now the old kid says, come out with the kids, because it's my intention to let you see whether you or me is the best invention. The new and been raised took off his colliers, and at it they went a dabbing. The blood was running down the skates and past the women's cabin. Now the old kid says, let's have me clears, who thought that thou could fillet me? But if I'd been as young as thou, I'm certain I could pay thee. The patent knocked his ankle off, and they both had cutting faces. The shifters are up 3 foot a ride, and they both went to their places. When Gannon up and down the shop, the patent kid to threaten, for to tack the old one's life if they stopped at meeting. To the old kid bawled out as he passed, yeah, nasty dirty patent. Rub your eyes against the skates, but I think you've hardly wakened. So the patent to the outcage says, although I be a stranger, I can work me work as well as you and free the men from danger. For if the rope should break with me out, skinny jazz just watches. He'll see his clag onto the skates, for I'm full of springs and catches. To the outcage to the patent says, I'll warrant you think you're clever, because they're polishing you with paint, but you'll not last forever. The paint on you will wear away, then you've lost your beauty. They never painted me at all, and still I've done me duty. Brakesman brought them both to bank, the mischief part to settle. The fault from 5 o'clock to louse, and the patent won the battle. It took the brakesman half a shift to clag them up with blasters, and the old kid sent his notice in just to vex the masters.
Thank you. visitors twisted by the glory of their fears. The heat's rays of flattery is music to their ears. To listen to them talk about how it hasn't happened yet, it's like playing Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette.